So what exactly is this rockabilly thing all about? What's it all about, this rockabilly? What is this rockabilly, generically? What is rockabilly?
What was it when it was first invented, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. Where does it come from?
Well, it comes from black blues and white hillbilly music.
Well, like and hillbilly sort of...
Hillbilly music.
Hillbilly music.
I guess it kind of melted together and formed rockabilly, you know? It was kind of like the wild sort of bad boy stuff.
The equation being rock and roll and country rather than rock and roll and blues. Rock and roll and blues would bring us rhythm and blues, and rock and roll and country, the more white influence, the white influence would bring rockabilly, yeah?
Well, I got to tell you, there's a little bit of everything in it, you know? I mean, to me, what I hear rockabilly being is blues and country, you know, making that rockabilly sound, you know. Because rock and roll wasn't really born yet.
No.
You know, a lot of it came from that black R&B swing stuff they call jump blues, I think.
Who did that? What sort of artist? Would we know any?
Harris.
Who?
Amos Milburn. And
Like Chicken Shack Boogie and stuff like that.
Louis Chicken Shack Boogie.
Yeah, all that early, like Louis Jordan, Saturday Night Fish Fry.
Saturday Night Fish Fry.
The white guys were listening to that black stuff. You know,
is you is radio. Or is you ain't my baby. All that stuff.
Elvis was really into that. That last track, That's All Right Mama, might have been like the first rockabilly song ever, which is an Arthur Crudup, who is another blues singer, that Elvis was into hillbilly as well.
By the way, if you just join me, with me is Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. They're playing live in the studio, just explaining what this rockabilly is all about. And that was sort of first actual rockabilly record. That's All Right Mama. Yeah.
Pretty much so, right?
Well, I hate to be on record as the first, you know, but boy, he was. Yeah, I mean, that's the stuff that nailed us to the wall. We heard the Elvis Sun Sessions.
Well, what's the attitude? What's the rockabilly attitude then?
In 1992.
Yeah.
It's taken on all those years with it, you know what I mean? I mean, people now, it's not just they had nothing to draw from then. That was the early stuff. Now, I mean, it's come 35 years since then. And it seems that it's always big. It's the rockabilly attitude probably picked up a little from the punks and a little bit from, you know, 60s sort of R&B. And it's turned into this sort of, you know... It's more rock and it's more of an edge to it. It still includes a stand-up bass,
which we've got over there,
you know,
Lee.
You have to have a cool haircut to go with it. I mean, that's
which none
part
of you
of
have why
part of the
what?
At this point of the night we don't. You know, Gretsch guitars and you know, that's usually the key ingredients, but it's definitely taken on a harder edge, and it's gone, you know, different bands bring it in different places. You know, which is more than I never had a shot for in the 50s.
Well, you've always looked pretty cool, Brian, and I love you. No, you've always looked pretty cool.
Well, thank you very much.
But because you, of course, played Eddie Cochran in La Bamba, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. He's my hero, so I got to play him. And
well, I gave you talking about this rockabilly. I gave you got from the BBC Gramophone Library, the biggest in the world. It is. it is. Are we laughing at it? It's huge. And I gave you this rare rockabilly, and you've been looking over them over the past few minutes, and you've chosen one which I'll play after you've played the next thing. The one you've chosen is Red Foley, Crazy Little Guitar Man. How's that go then?
It's probably the solo, something like this. You know, it's got to be wacky.
It's got to be crazy. Crazy little guitar, man. So I'll play that after you've played what you're going to do.
Our crazy little thing?
You play your crazy little thing, yeah.
Hey, that would be a good one to do, huh?
Yeah, you want to do that one?
Crazy little thing called love?
Do what you want.
I don't know if we know it that well anymore.
Well, if it doesn't work out, just stop and play something else.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Well,
sure. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I don't know all the words.
Make it up.
I think, I'll tell you what, we'll try and get that one together in a minute. Let's do something off the new album
you
here.
You chickened
that.
Out.
Well, because I'm going to be going...
That was chicken out, Boogie.
Should we just go for it? What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.